Now, what did you play during this WNBA offseason?
From September through December, I played in Turkey. And then for the month of January, I was in South Korea and played against Tina a little bit. And the rest of the offseason, I was in Russia, in Moscow.
So did you have any problems anywhere, I guess, with culture, teammates, or getting paid?
No, I had no problems except for the circumstances I left Turkey under, so I didn't technically get paid the last bit, but you're going to run into that overseas. Culture, no, and I had a lot of them. The problems I had was, since I played in three different countries, the basketball is different in every country, so every time I got to a different country, adjusting to their officiating and their rules and their style of play took a little bit to adjust. And after playing three places, I love to play at home.
What was it like playing in Russia?
It was competitive. My team, the team that I went over to play with, was struggling and basically brought me over to try and keep them at a record where they could stay in the upper division next season. So it was going to a team with a losing record, kind of like a losing attitude as well. So that was hard for me, but it was good. It was a good experience, and you take from each situation you're in what you can. So
now, being an American player, international, is there extra pressure on you guys to be the star?
Yeah, there's extra pressure to perform, and but that's a good thing, in my opinion. Like, I welcome that, but for some players, it's unrealistic, and sometimes they bring a player in under unrealistic circumstances, and you do the best you can, and still they're not satisfied. But I didn't have any problems. Every place I was, they were very happy with how I performed and what I did. So, but my role in each country was different. Turkey, I was a scorer and a defender. In South Korea, I was a scorer, and in Russia, they brought me in as a defensive player, so it was a lot different. So.